Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, and it's Monday morning, and I've just finished work, and I'm driving home from Corn Country, and I turn on the radio, and they're talking, the news is on, and I guess in Akron, Ohio, there is someone known as the pooper. You heard me correctly, the pooper. And I think it's the, can't remember, Castle Hills neighborhood.
You gotta poop.
What this?
In the parking lot.
Right.
You know what? Because there's spots here where the cameras won't catch it.
What this man is doing is going.
No, I don't necessarily know. I mean, I think right there. See this.
He's going and he is relieving himself on cars, and he's been doing it, I guess, since like 2012. One lady's, I can't remember what they said, 2007 Dodge had been hit like 7 times. And
it's an option.
All I kept thinking was,
I think you gotta do it.
What is wrong with people?
I can't identify you, but I can wear a mask. You know what? I'd wear a Barack Obama mask. Barack Obama's going around pooping on cars. That's what they'd say. I might as well. He's been pooping on this country since he got elected.
And all I can think of is, what? What? They did say something about how if he gets caught, you know, that they would test his mental capacity. And then the other DJ was saying, do you think he was drunk when he was doing it? And they narrowed it down, you know, time-wise. And, excuse me, I guess somebody took a picture and hasn't gotten a clear, you know, visual, but they had a picture of him. And I'm thinking, what? I'm speechless. I can understand, you know, doing it once and as a statement. I've heard people, you know, do stuff in anger, but just to go around. And then I'm thinking, another thought that crossed my mind, is it a sexual thing? You know, because I saw once on TLC a guy that fell in love with his car, and I forgot what the title of the show was. My Strange Sex, I think it was called. And he had admitted to having sex with his car. He would kiss his car. And, yeah. So I'm thinking, is maybe it's a sexual thing. But all I can think of, sexuality anymore, before when I was growing up, there was homosexuality and heterosexuality, and now there's pan, and I forgot what the other one's called. It's S-A-P-I-O something sexuality. There's heteroflexible. There's homo flexible, I think. There's bisexual. I mean, this is endless. And the thing with the whole relieving yourself on somebody's car is, I think, the ultimate in, I don't even think mental illness, mentally ill people would stand and look at this man and go, you're gross. No, absolutely not. And why? And I guess they narrowed it down to a specific neighborhood. And I just don't understand. What is the world coming to? Am I that old now that I'm... What is the world coming to? What are these people... What happens? What triggers an individual to say one day, wake up and go, you know what, I'm going to go and take a crap on this person's car? and I'm going to like it, and it's going to feel good, and what's the trigger? That's what I want to know. Speaking of triggers, because I'm the type of person that always wants to know what's going on, what causes people to do what they do, not necessarily what they did, but how they got to that point of doing what they did. I watched yesterday My Amityville Horror, which was about Daniel Lutz, and basically it was his view and how it stigmatized and traumatized him and mentally, psychologically screwed him up, you know, after all this. And, you know, you hear these horrific stories, and then years later you wonder, whatever happened to that person? Like, I want to know, and they never say her name, the first test tube baby. How old is she now? And what's her life like? Just people that have gone through, you know, okay, the Monica Lewinsky recently came out and said that, you know, wrote her book and gave her story of how everything traumatized her and screwed up her life, blah, blah, blah. Which, I could see that, because, you know, she was involved with a famous person. But I wonder about just the average people that have gone through, you know, horrific circumstances and events, and where are they now? That's what I want to know. Where are they now? How did their life turn out? And, you know, what was the damages and psychologically and socially kind of thing? All my mail is coming in, and it really irritates me that I'm trying to record and all these little pop-ups come up and I'm driving, and I'm at the Walmart. I like coming to Walmart when it is only 8 o'clock because there's nobody here. And I don't have to be annoyed with screaming children. And but I am, after I get done doing what I got to take care of here, I am going to go, those that were brave enough to listen to the 4 F's, Paul, thanks for your comment. The guy that's talking in the background with the light voice, Leo, he runs a transportation company, and I am going to go there and see if I can get me a job, because he did tell me to come down, and he does medical transportation, and he's got a part of a, I think it's a part of a, like a taxi service, I don't know. So I'm going to go and do that after I get done here. And since I've been coughing most of the night, I am going to try and take a nap, because I don't know if anybody's ever coughed and coughed and coughed and coughed all night long. But you don't feel very well rested. So I'm going to try and take a nap. I highly doubt it, because I'm too hyper. Oh, and that's another thing too. I ran out of my Adderall. I got to check on that. Okay, I'm out of here. Laterness, people.